Hey, it's Mastin. Welcome to the Mastin Kid Podcast. If you want to take your first step on your trauma-informed journey, come to claimyourpowerbook.com and get my book, Claim Your Power. There are a bunch of awesome free bonuses with that, including a 40-day coaching journey with me that will get you started on your trauma-informed path. Claimyourpowerbook.com. Enjoy. It's awesome. I put my heart and soul into it. And if you want to really start your journey to do your trauma work, claimyourpowerbook.com is the place to go to get my book, Claim Your Power, and to get a bunch of free bonuses, including free coaching with me for 40 days. Please enjoy today's episode.
Hi. How's it going?
So I have a question. So it feels like it's all of me because the emotion of it takes over my entire body. And what this part wants to do is burn it all down. Okay, I'm sort of in a relationship. It's a container. There's a lot. Yeah, I know. Here's what's happening to me. I was pushing them away and whatever. And they said, are you like self-sabotaging? I said, no, I actually have a part of me that's trying to run because of this. And he was like, you have my attention. And then he was like, all in. And then, you know, things start coming up or whatever and whatever. So now I have this part that when it feels rejected, which it was a week ago, and we kind of had conversation about it. But today what's happening is it's been like, there's been little things that I notice that are just dismissive to me. And I'm trying to stay in the tension of this, like, don't burn it all down. But at what point is it okay to be like, hey, this isn't working for me, because I've asked for certain things. I've asked for like certain communication, clarity. I don't like living in a fog. And I'm doing my best to just to be vulnerable about like, hey, this part of me is, this is what this looks like. This is why, like way more than I ever have. And I'm really proud of like how I've shown up for this. But there's been like two or three days of like these little rejection, what I perceive as rejection may not actually be rejection. So then we have this like, what part of this is the neuroceptive mismatch or faulty neuroception? And what part of it am I at was actually real? So then I have this part that's like, that I'm like watching it, all this happen. And I'm like, okay, is that actually real? Or is that just a part of me that thinks this is actually happening and it's not? And then this part is triggered and I'm like, just burn it all down. Because now I'm being dismissed. There's like certain things that are being dismissed and ignored. And then I'm like, I'm done. I'm not doing this. I'm not sticking around for this. So at what point do I advocate part and say like, hey, this just isn't working for me. I'm looking for this.
You really are doing your best. And it's scary when you don't know what to do. And the first thing I want to say to you is, are you aware of how good it is that you know all of this about yourself now?
Yes.
And that are you aware of how healthy it is that you're feeling all this now?
And I'm really proud of myself.
And are you aware of how good it is that you're picking up on what he's doing or not doing that you need?
Yes. Yes.
And is that something that's a newer thing for you to notice as fast?
Yes.
So can you see that? Can you see that part?
Yes. And what I've also noticed this morning when I was like, we were hanging out the other day, I have not been like physically intimate with this person for the specific reason of, I remember you saying that's a whole other level of dysregulation. So I've been holding it to myself and noticing already all this other dysregulation. And so I said to myself and my parts this morning, I'm so glad that we have stayed in our body and stayed with ourselves because I'm speaking up for these things and I'm not, there's these little needs that aren't being met. And in the past, what I would have done is, let's just go sleep with this person to try to get them to be closer to me, and a total override. And I'm not doing that. I'm trying to use my words and I'm trying to stay ventral. Yeah. Now I'm just like.
So do you see how, even though what you're experiencing is intense, do you see how healthy it is?
Yes.
Okay. That's super important. So what you're working on, okay, relationships in general, okay, is about learning how to be vulnerable and not in control in a way that's safe.
I don't feel in control because
I know. I can see that.
I'm like, I don't know what's happening on the other side of this. I'm
exactly
going on for me. You're going to know where you stand with me. Like, they want to feel safe. I know how to make you feel safe. Like, this is what you're going to get. Like, right. But like,
are you sure? There's a bunch of stuff that's coming up that I don't think you announced.
Well, I haven't yet
because it's new. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So you say this is what you're going to get, kind of. And then there's some other shit in there that you didn't know even about yet. Because nobody enters a relationship ready for it. There's no amount of work that's ready that you can prep you for it. It's really, are you ready to learn about how to be safely vulnerable and how to give up control and how to hold on to yourself?
Yeah.
Right? If you know that you can hold on to yourself, then what they do with it is less important. In fact, I would say that like healthy relationships are about holding on to yourself and seeing what other people do with it. That's like what it is. You're like, okay, so, and also I'm going to say some very clinical language right now. Okay. To me, intimacy is about sharing affective, somatic, and cognitive data about what's happening in your nervous system without making an appraisal of what to do about it. And having the other person be able to take in the affective, cognitive, and somatic data without making an appraisal and helping you feel like your affect, somatics, and thinking are understood by them. And the key part is without appraisal. We get these clusters of thoughts and feelings and emotions in our body and sensations in our body that feel like one thing. And what happens is it comes out and then there's an immediate appraisal, and that is not safe.
What does appraisal mean?
Appraisal is, what do I do about this? This means we should do X. So, okay, so I'm feeling triggered. That means I should leave. Whoa, way too fast. Slow your roll. Right? There's a thought, there's a feeling, there's a physical sensation, and there's an appraisal. And we want to understand all four of those things. So that might look like, you know, I have a lot of this emotion coming up, whatever it might be. Well, the first thing is you want to set up a time to have a conversation where it's not like just some random time and make sure everyone's in a regulated state. But you have like, here's my feelings. Here's what's happening in my body. Here's my thinking. And here's what I'm thinking about. This is what I would normally do about it, meaning appraisal. But you're not doing anything, actually. You're just letting them know, here's my interoceptive report.
Oh, that's what I did in the very beginning when I was like...
That's what you do from now on.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you give them the report and you see what they do with it. Are they relational? Do they validate you? Do they have self-awareness? Can they tune into you? Do they take space for themselves? Can they hold on to themselves when you do that? Like, that is what a relationship is.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So I did that in the beginning with this, with one thing. So now what you're saying is put that on repeat again for this situation and be vulnerable like I did the first time with this. And this is, here's what I'm feeling and what I'm thinking, and this is what I usually do. Instead of running, I just end everything.
Yeah. And here I am again.
And what?
Here I am again.
Here it is again.
Yeah.
That's like making a U-turn back in instead of...
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you're like, see what he does with it. What does he do with it? Does he ignore it? Does he validate it? Does he understand it? Can he drop in with you? Is he avoidant? Is he like, not right now, I can do it later? Does he keep his commitments? Right? And is he able to do the same thing? I think you would want to be in a situation where both of you are able to do that.
Yes. So that did happen in the start. It started off that way. And we had two little things come up, and then the repair was, I was like, holy shit, I never had this before. It was totally like beautiful. And then I shared something sort of personal about, like, you know, like basically like I'm not ready to, for the reason why I wasn't ready to get to that level of intimacy yet physically, and opened up a conversation about, like, you know, things in that department. And then he like changed parts up or whatever, and then he came back and was like, this is what was talked about, it but it's like been a little different. And so I tried to enter in with this sort of conversation.
Well,
like a few days ago. And then it's just been different ever since. So like we started off that way.
So a good way to preface this is like you want to phrase things to people, a partner in this way, in this context, right? If you had to say, I'm having a problem with dot, 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 how would you fill in that sentence? Where it's about what's happening inside you, not what they're doing. So not, I'm having a problem with you changing.
I'm having a problem with. Like, how would I even say that?
That's what I'm asking you. Make it about your internal mechanisms.
I'm having a problem with like lack of communication.
So a way that we could make it about you, right? Lack of a communication seems like he's not communicating with you, right?
No.
So I could say I'm having a hard time or I'm having a problem with understanding our current level of communication and why it changed.
Okay.
I'm having a problem with understanding how what I've done is impacting you. I'm having a problem with how I feel like I'm communicating with you and impacting you and understanding all that, right? So that's a really great way of thinking about it where it's, because then it's like not so bomber. Bomber is just like, bitch, what'd you do? Peace out, bitch. Bye, Felicia. I'm out, right? Versus like, I'm having a problem with how our communication's going. I feel like it changed. It's a very different way to approach somebody. And like, you can share your internal experience and what you're struggling with, and it can create appropriate discomfort in somebody else. Right? And what you're really saying to that person is, I would like you to address what I'm saying. Right. And you're looking for a connected response. Right. And that would be to respond to what you're saying. Right. A disconnected response is to leave or to say something like, well, I don't have any problems. Right. You want to be open and honest and descriptive about what is creating internal discomfort for you without ultimatums and without unilateral decisions and appraisals. Right. And in a way that names things that are real and that are problematic for you. Okay, and ideally you shut up and you see what they do with it.
Well, basically just giving information, waiting and seeing.
And then once they respond, then you can start to think about appraisals. But then you may not be making them yet. You might be like, okay, so I shared last week about X, Y, or Z, and I noticed that this has happened, and like, there can be a few steps of that. Right? Because ultimately, you gotta give, like, otherwise, like, when will you know it's time? Ideally, you'll know whether or not someone has capacity to do this with you. It'll become clearer as you're able to be more vulnerable and hold on to yourself. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. And like, but then when you, but that's what I think what's confusing is I'm noticing that there might not be that much there, which is fine, but like, how do you get, I guess, so what you're saying,
you have a few more rounds before you can make that assessment, but it sounds like you're approaching that decision, but I don't know if you have enough information to make that decision yet.
Okay. So then how do I stay in the, my body feels like going to blow up, like it's TNT. It's just like,
yeah, these are the things that you bring to someone. Right. So there's vulnerability in all this for you. There's a lack of control. Yeah. Right. And you're generating on your side healthy, good relationship communication. And healthy communication pushes a partner to grow and to show you if they're able to step up to what you're sharing.
Yeah.
Right. But if you don't give them a chance, they're never going to give you, you're never going to know what they're capable of. Does that make sense? And I think like when you talk about like when you end it, I think you end it by knowing if he chooses to not engage with this type of interaction, with being direct, right? Getting his own, doing his own work, working on his side of things, right? then you're like, okay, it's clear to me that he's not doing those things. Does that make sense? But this for you is about learning how to be more genuine and authentic and open and not in control and more vulnerable. What you are in control of is your side. Does that make sense? So, and then it's not so much about what they do. It's actually curiosity about what they do. Because you're put together, you have more internal organization, right? And then you're like, all right, over to you. And if they're dismissive or if they can't do it or whatever, now you're like, okay, this person's at capacity, right? But if you're showing up dysregulated and you're leaving because the relationship's dysregulated, you're going to go probably repeat that somewhere else versus let me just hang in this tension until I'm really clear that they don't have the capacity for this. And you might be there, but I don't think you're quite there yet.
And then at that point, it just is a conversation of like that, not having capacity or just.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes people like it's just not an aligned relationship. Sometimes, especially men, need to lose someone, actually lose someone to change. And that's not something that you would begrudge them later if they actually change. Right? There's something about the male brain and its capacity for pain. It takes like 2 to 3 months sometimes for a guy to be like, oh, my life is not as good when she's not around. Right? Like it kind of just takes us longer to figure this shit out. Right? Women, by the time they want to break up, they've already gone through this shit so many times and got dudes are like, what are you talking about? I thought everything was okay. You know? That's just kind of how heterosexual dynamics are, right? And it takes guys, like the average guy, usually the rule of thumb is if you break up with someone and they don't come back in about 3 months, they're probably not coming back anytime soon. And so like, but there can be enough pain losing. Someone has to have the opportunity to lose you sometimes. But you don't want it to be retaliatory. You want it to be like, because you want to be able to cut it off because it's not working for you. And then say, these are the things that I need to be able to have these types of conversations. I need to be with someone who's working on himself. I need to be with someone who can listen to me and who can share what's happening for him. And it doesn't have to be perfect, but it's important that we have these types of conversations, right? Because these are things that make me feel safe, right? And observing if you and the other person are able to be relational or if you're siloed, right? And I think silo is what you're used to. And this is, I'm sort of urging you and pushing you to be more relational, which is harder. And more valuable, I think.
It's harder, but it feels so much more connected to myself to be able to do that. And just having done it one time, I was like, oh shit, like that.
In a good relationship, you're going to probably have a weekly meeting where this happens at minimum.
Yeah. I mean, I'm used to that with my friends. Like shit comes up and we're like, let's talk. Like my friends that get this, like, you know.
Yeah, so a good way to think of it is like treat him and expect him to treat you like that, but with romance. That's kind of the model that we're going for. Does that make sense? So great job.
Hey, it's Mastin. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And before we wrap up, if you found value in this, one of the best ways to get this trauma-informed information to the world, if that's something that you want to do and to be a part of, spreading the word, I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify podcasts so that you can review this and hopefully it's a good review, but please leave an honest review. And especially if you want to leave a 5-star review, I would be super stoked on that. But of course, just make it honest. But my goal is to share more trauma-informed information with the world. And I need your help to spread this information, and reviews matter. So if you feel called to do that, we'd very much appreciate it. If you got value from this episode and from this podcast, we'd very much appreciate it. And thank you so much for hearing me out. And if you feel called, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, and we'll see you in the next episode.